John Taylor is with us now to talk about the latest news on the economy and developments. Yesterday's market report, a down market. And John, how are things looking today?
Now they're looking pretty bleak at the moment. In fact, if you heard a lot of noise while you were trying to sleep last night, it was the crash of the Japanese stock market. But let's talk about it. Yesterday morning, we told you that the focus of the world would be on the Federal Reserve and specifically on a speech that Chairman Bernanke was making before Congress. And his comments, which seemed kind of tame if you just reread them, caused a huge sell-off around the world. And in fact, what he basically said was this, that if the employment picture continued to improve, the Fed would begin easing what's called their quantitative easing. This is the $85 billion a month that they're spending to buy long-term treasuries, long-term government securities to keep long-term interest rates suppressed. And he implied that the numbers were getting good enough that they might start easing on that, not quitting, but just easing on it. And it caused a huge reversal in the U.S. stock market. In fact, before he made those comments, the Dow Jones here in the U.S. was up about 150 points. It immediately swung, was down 100 points at one point in time, so a 250-point swing, closed down about 80 points. But then some real damage happened last night. In fact, the Japanese stock market sold off. It's down 7.3%. Now, that's the largest single-day drop in the market in Japan since the earthquake and tsunami disaster happened. And also, European markets, as we speak, are down between 2 and 2.5%, and Dow futures are down well over 100 points. It's Thursday morning, and we just got some news in terms of unemployment, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. We talk about that every Thursday. You may think that's kind of meaningless, but once again, what did Mr. Bernanke say? He said that if employment numbers continue to improve, that they will ease up on their purchasing of these assets, which would cause interest rates to rise. That's what's caused the sell-off. That's why we talk about that every Thursday. This morning we get numbers that are pretty decent. 340,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That's down from 363,000 the previous week, and a little better than was expected. Now, one of the companies that's bucking the trend this morning in terms of this bleak stock market that's not open yet, but the futures are down, Hewlett-Packard. Now, here's a company that reported revenues that were down over 10%. They made about $1 billion last quarter versus about $1.6 billion the same quarter of last year, and yet the stock is up about 13% pre-market trading. Why? Well, even though the numbers are bad, they weren't as bad as Wall Street expected. Of course, CEO Meg Whitman, she's the one who used to be the CEO, of course, of eBay, then ran for governor of California, lost, spent $100 million of her own money in that loss, by the way. She's trying to turn this company around, and what's happening, of course, is declining PC sales, so they're trying to turn themselves around and remake themselves, and it's going a little better than Wall Street expected. But to show you how, and they're the number, by the way, Hewlett-Packard is the number one PC maker in the world. The number two PC maker in the world is a company called Lenovo, which is headquartered in Beijing, China, has its U.S. operations in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. They're reporting their profits are up 90%. It's kind of interesting to see how the two are faring against each other. But both of them are struggling with this move from personal computers to mobile computing. And, of course, that will determine what really happens. But keep your eye on the markets this morning. Unless something happens, it could be a pretty ugly day. But things can change quickly, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, they sure can. And, John, these quantitative easing at this issue, were there some people thought that would just go on forever?
Well, you know, it can't. But the problem is, how do you get out of it? Because once you even mention you're going to cut back, not stop, but just cut back, you get an event like what happened yesterday and what happened overnight in the financial markets.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John.